After a brief hiatus, the question, pardon me, the answer of the week returns.
This hiatus is so brief, we've forgotten what we're doing.
Yeah, it's like we totally forgot how to do any of this. It's as easy as falling off a bike, Joe Patrick. Why don't you tell me what we asked these nerds this week?
This week's question was, what classic Avengers would you like to see in Avengers 2?
I like it. What are these nerds saying? Let's start with a tweeter.
Well, I'd just like to point out real quick that if I did not read your answer, it's only because it steals from my genius. So if you said the same thing I was thinking, I left you out. Sorry, Kevin Coffey. Our first Twitter comes from Andrew Merzak, who says, how great would the Sentry be?
What?
Imagine that S belt buckle and glorious live action.
Oh, I'm going to go with not great.
He's probably kidding.
Not great.
Camarillo Brillo, who seems to have mastered Skype and Twitter, says Black Panther needs to be on the screen like 20 years ago.
We got to kick that guy up into a higher bracket on our. He's like in the Vibranium Club now, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. One of our chief financiers.
Okay. Oh, now I don't know. Sam McGuffey might have some words to say about
that. That's true. I think Sam's still beating him.
Camarillo says Black Panther needs to be on screen like 20 years ago, but I'd almost hate to see it as an Avenger. I don't know why. Maybe he just thinks he deserves his own film.
I'd like to see him as an Avenger, and I think the Avengers could use a black member that's not, you know, Black Nick Fury.
Okay, fair enough.
Right?
What do you have against Black Nick Fury?
I'm just a white Nick Fury guy. That's me. I don't know. I like Sam Jackson. I love black people.
Racist. Got it. Brian DuPont, who we totally forgot to give a shout out to in our C2E2 wrap up.
This is true.
Sorry, Brian. Says, is Iron Fist classic enough? There'd be some neat effects with his fist, but they might have to drop that huge vampire collar.
Well, we've got an Iron Fist movie coming, from what I understand. Or
maybe
something in development, right?
Something, sure. In that nebulous period. Listen, I'm saying no collar, no deal.
Yeah, I agree. And I'm saying, I love Iron Fist as an Avenger. A lot of other people that we need to see before him.
Sure. Well, I like Iron Fist as an Avenger. They're way, way more like actual classic characters
right
that are born Avengers that need to be in that movie.
Absolutely. Born Avengers?
Born Avengers?
Did you, like, they came out of the womb an Avenger?
Yeah, they were born to be Avengers.
Let's move to the Faces book. What are they saying over there?
All right, our first Facebook response comes from Jonathan Sims, who says, how about a good female character like Carol Danvers or the Wasp?
I totally agree.
He comes back and says, the kids need a tough Marvel lady to look up to. I still think adding Black Widow to the mistake, or, bleh, sorry, I think adding Black Widow to the group was a strange choice.
I kind of agree. I think Carol Danvers' character would have been great.
Yeah, and you could have called her Captain Marvel and had her front and center.
Totally. And if you're going to do, make her a military woman so her and Cap get along and everything, that would have been cool. And if you're going to do Ant-Man, you got to do the Wasp, right?
Sure.
Who's it going to beat up?
I think it was maybe just expedient to put the Black Widow in there because with the Avengers tie to S.H.I.E.L.D., you already come with a couple members ready to go.
Right. And I don't have a problem with her being there. I really don't.
But somebody like our... Somebody that could fly and
right.
really kick some butt.
Yeah, like a female powerhouse. Carol Danvers. Boom.
Harvey Locust says, I agree with Jonathan. We need a girl with powers. How about She-Hulk? Or do you guys think a standalone Hulk movie would be needed to introduce her?
I think a standalone Hulk movie would be a great place to introduce her. I don't know that we need a Hulk and a She-Hulk on the team.
Sure, but I'd be willing to...
Now, what could be cool is, like, man, the Hulk is way out of control. We can barely control this dude, but you know who is gorgeous and easy to talk to and fun to be around? She-Hulk.
I think if the rumors about what's going to happen with the Hulk in the Avengers movie prove true about how he's kind of end up against the team at the end, I think you could introduce She-Hulk in the Avengers movies... just by kind of like go the route they went with the Ultimate She-Hulk by saying that Jennifer Walters was like a scientist that got her hands on some Hulk blood. She wasn't not the cheesy story where she's Hulk's cousin and she got a blood transfusion.
She did a shot of Hulk blood.
Yeah, like no one is going to give anyone a transfusion from the Hulk.
Right.
Even if he's Bruce Banner, that's ludicrous.
But if they don't know that he's the Hulk.
Ooh, well, that's true.
Dun, dun, dun.
I would like to see She-Hulk on the screen, though, sometime. Tina Lindell writes in once again with a response with no explanation in all caps. Squirrel Girl!
No. And I'm sick. You furries make me sick. All right.
Somewhere, Dave DeMarco got a really weird boner. Ryan Mount writes in saying, "What defines classic?" I don't know. Whatever. What do you think defines classic? My first favorite Avenger of all time would be Moon Knight. But if I wanted some perhaps more mainstream, I'd really. Oh, sorry. Not going to read that, Ryan. That's my answer.
Oh,
sorry, buddy.
We can still say what he said.
Moon Knight.
All right.
I'm cutting it off at Moon Knight.
All right.
I do like Moon Knight. I think it's always been weird to shoehorn Moon Knight in with the Avengers, though.
I kind of do, too. Like, I like Moon Knight as a secret Avenger and stuff like that. I think that's neat.
Yeah.
You know, I do love Moon Knight. Love him.
Brian Domingo says, Havoc only so that they can erase the mishandling of the character in the First Class movie. They got his powers and look all wrong. I don't know if he counts as classic, but hey, if we're looking for a lady Avenger, I've always liked Hellcat.
Yeah, Mockingbird, man.
Mockingbird's cool. Then you can have a whole Hawkeye thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think Hellcat gets what she's due. She's definitely from a fun time in the Avengers.
Patsy Walker, is that it, right?
Patsy Walker.
She was a model, and then she became Hellcat.
And she married the son of Satan. No big deal.
Yeah. I mean, big deal.
Happens every day. I think Havoc is a stretch, but I like where his head's at.
I like where his head's at, too. And, like, I don't recall... What did they do to his powers in First Class? I don't remember.
His powers were actually close. You know, he shot energy beams. And they were, like, those circular little energy beams. But the way they illustrated that with the effects is that it came out of him, like, hula hoops.
Oh, like I remember now. That's right.
John Bunger writes in saying, well, supposedly Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are in Avengers 2, and since Falcon is in the next Cap movie, I expect he'll be in Avengers 2 as well. Ant-Man will start Marvel's Phase 3 of movies. Actually, I just read today that it's out in 2015, which means they've shoehorned that into Phase 2.
Yeah.
It'll be out before Avengers.
Wow.
I assume they'll introduce Wasp at that time as well, and that they'll be in Avengers 3. Yeah, we'll see. I like all of this. As for other characters, I vote for Black Panther, She-Hulk, and Carol Danvers. I think those are three classic characters that people kind of forget.
Yeah.
When they think about the movies, these characters have been Avengers for decades.
Right.
So I think those are all good choices. Ora McWilliams has a huge list.
Is Mantis on it?
Mantis is not on it, but Mockingbird is on it.
Okay.
Jack of Hearts.
No.
Weird.
No.
Justice Firestar. I think he put that in just for me.
Yes.
Any iteration of Captain Marvel. Yes, even Monica Rambeau. Marvel Boy. Nah, I don't know about that. Ms. Marvel. Hell, anyone from the Vell family. Star Fox.
Good lord.
With Thanos coming in, this would make sense, he says.
He's just being silly now.
Star Fox is the brother of Thanos. And anyone from the Thor Corps, especially Dargo, the future Thor.
Crying out loud. He's just trying to get me to yell. Dargo. Dargo, whose main power was his spiky shoulder pads, I think.
Listen. Don't hate on Dargo.
I hate Dargo. Stupid.
A lot of people brought up Hank Pym and Janet Van Dyne. I think that it's a given that they'll make their way in eventually. Andrew McBride says Daredevil. Now that Marvel has the rights, it should happen. But barring that, I like the Ms. Marvel idea. Though I'm shocked no one has mentioned Black Knight, Luke Cage, or Tigra.
I love the Black Knight.
Black Knight is cool. I don't know if you could pull it off in the more, like, realistic...
Why not?
Because he has a magic sword from Camelot.
Thor has a magic hammer from Asgard.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
I feel like the Black Knight is a little bit more far-fetched even than Thor for some reason.
Really? Because Camelot was on Earth, okay?
No.
Asgard is floating in space.
Okay? Well, it's one thing to say, it's like, yes, a being from another dimension has come to Earth.
No way. I'm saying...
It's another thing to say, you know, Camelot, like with King Arthur.
Well, no, but I mean, they pull it off like, we didn't know it was real. We sure. My God, it was just always stories. No, it's not just stories. This is Excalibur. You know, whatever. Who cares? I'm in.
I think that Luke Cage would be cool, but if Tigra ever makes it to the silver screen, it's all over.
Man, Tigra, that'd be so hot.
You just made fun of furries.
Tigra, yeah, but Tigra's super hot.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Nathan Bradford says, it's a shame that Idris Elba is already Heimdall. In the Thor movies, he would be my first choice to be Black Panther.
I like it.
That would be great.
I love that casting.
That would be great.
Do it anyway.
Michael King says he wants Namor. King of Atlantis.
Hmm.
I don't know how I feel about Namor.
Yeah, if you got a problem with Camelot, you can't tell me that you don't have a problem with Atlantis.
I didn't say that I didn't.
Okay. I'm jumping on you here before you can do anything stupid on the air.
Jeez. Jennifer Doan, I'm going to say welcome aboard,
welcome
Jennifer.
Welcome aboard, Jennifer, female listener number 5, for those of you who are counting.
Jennifer Doan says...
We found out that Jody, somebody, was a dude.
Jamie. Jennifer says, I would love Quicksilver to be in the film, but if they have to dilute his character by removing his relationship to Magneto because of the X-Men rights at Fox, I would rather forego seeing my favorite character on the big screen.
I believe... I said that on her last show, and she's totally right.
But she's calling out Quicksilver as her favorite character.
I don't know if he's my favorite. I do like Quicksilver a lot.
All right. Keith Silva wrote in with some reading cues. This is supposed to be read as a solicit, and I'm not sure how it will translate over the phone, because there are a lot of bolded letters. And as everybody knows, we shout.
Yes.
Letters.
Not bold, capitalized.
That's what I meant, capitalized. You loved the Avengers. This summer, Joss Whedon brings 2 new members to the team. The Two-Gun Kid and Moon Knigget.
And who?
Moon Knigget.
Oh, Moon Knigget.
That's how he wrote it.
Got it.
1, a mysterious white knight who acts like Batman, but he's white plus Egypt stuff. 2, the Two-Gun Kid, a time-traveling cowboy with 2, count them, 2 guns. Also, not a kid.
I love that. Is the best explanation of Moon Knight I've ever heard. He acts like Batman plus Egypt stuff. That's excellent.
Bob Oslin says, got to go back to the origin and bring in Wasp and Ant-Man, though I'd be okay with Giant Man, Goliath, or Yellowjacket. I think this would open up the opportunity for some nice special effects. Treat Janet as a strong female character, and please, please, please don't bring in the wife abuse into Marvel.
I was just going to go straight to the, yeah, man, then Ant-Man and somebody to slap around.
No, that's terrible. I totally agree, Bob. And finally, Stephen Firo, welcome aboard, Stephen.
Welcome aboard, Steve.
Writes in, echoing Hank Pym, but he puts it very well. He says, you got to bring in Hank. I would be fine with Ant-Man, Yellowjacket, or even Goliath. But I think Hank's intellect would work great with the likes of Tony Stark and Bruce Banner. Creating Ultron is reason enough to get him in the movie and could lead to Ultron being the next big villain.
Oh, yeah.
Considering the huge Age of Ultron event going on, bringing in Hank Pym makes the most sense to me right now.
I actually wrote about this in my Worth Point blog a little while back when we were talking about the Age of Ultron. I wrote about where Ultron came from and how they're making this big push. And if you're going to put Ant-Man in a movie, there's no way they don't use Ultron, right? You have to.
Maybe eventually.
There's no way they don't.
Well, that is it for listener responses. Written, that is.
Oh, yes.
To Skype.
We have our usual 2 calls from Shonix to begin and our buddy Jared. Let's start with Shonix. See what he had to say.
Hey, two-headed nerds. Hope I'm not too late for the answer of the week. Shame on me. This is Shonix. I just want to chime in. I would have to go with Dennis Dumfy, the Demolition Man. I think he'd be an awesome addition on the screen. You know, drug addiction and then, living on the streets and they find him. I don't know. I think it would work on the big screen. And plus, he'd have the cool look of Daredevil and Wolverine. So, cool question. Awesome updates at the C2E2. Thanks, guys. Keep them coming.
Apparently, Sean X was calling us from his motorcycle and putting in one vote for D-Man.
D-Man. Yeah, yes. Dennis Dunphy.
All right. Fair enough. D-Man. All right. I like D-Man. I really liked when he popped up in New Avengers and he was like, does Cap ever ask about me?
<They're> like, that was pretty cool.
No.
I'm kind of sad how it all went down with D-Man. I think that...
he's dead, isn't he?
He's dead, yep. And he actually went a little crazy. I think he did some bad stuff.
Yeah.
But I liked the fact that he was like a homeless guy that wanted to do good. And Cap encouraged him, and he actually did what he could for that community. You weren't going to call him to fight Thanos or anything, but you've got a homeless guy out there that can lift 10 tons fighting, you know, people that rob the homeless victimize them.
You're homeless. You can lift 10 tons. Hey, why don't you get a job in construction? Come on.
I don't know if he was always homeless or if he back up.
I mean, become like a security guard at a bank or something. I mean, Jesus, dude, you can lift 10 tons. There's all kinds of crap you could do.
Hey, the job market is killer.
Go to a bar, bet people that you can't lift 10 tons, and then lift 10 tons and take their money. You know, I mean, I don't know. Next, we got a call from our very own Wooly Toots. You might know him better as Jared Civitas. He is also our Dungeon Master. He has just joined the ranks of the THN Love Slaves, writing video game reviews for the website. Look for his review of the latest Tomb Raider game very soon here. Here's what he had to say.
It's up right now.
Oh, my gosh. My fellow nerds, I'm reporting from the floor.
Also the wrong
gentleman.
Call. There we go.
Hey, it's Jared, and I just had to say, I was published in the local newspaper here as saying that my favorite Avenger is Spider-Woman. So I have to go with Jessica Drew's Spider-Woman. That's who I want to see in the next Avengers movie. Peace.
That would be a fun, sneaky backdoor way to get a spider character into the Marvel movies.
Well, Spider-Woman has literally nothing to do with Spider-Man.
I know.
So who cares?
No,
I mean, they could definitely do it.
Fun, sneaky way to do it. I like it. I take Jessica Drew. She's hot.
Yeah, I think she's fun.
To know her is to fear her. I mean, come on. Kilpatrick, since you went ahead and edited all the answers that were trying to steal yours, why don't you finally tell us what classic Avenger you would like to see in the next Avengers movie?
All right. I have two duos. And I know Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are rumored to be in the Avengers movie. But for me, it would be much, much more interesting if it were the Vision and the Scarlet Witch, not Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch.
I totally agree.
I just really like the dynamic. Oh, first of all, I love the Vision.
I do too.
And I think that if you are going to have, if you're going to introduce Ant-Man in one of these movies going forward, and if he really is going to come out in 2015 before Avengers 2, then they have time to set up the idea of the Vision.
Yeah, what better way to introduce Ultron than having him create the Vision to come and try and infiltrate the Avengers?
Well, I don't think we're going to get Ultron at all in this phase.
I hope so.
I think it's all about Thanos.
I hope we do.
But I would love to see the Vision and the Scarlet Witch in the Avengers. I love them. To me, they are the iconic Avengers. Quicksilver is cool, and I like the idea of having a speedster on the team. But to me, Quicksilver is at best, you know, not honorary, because he was actually a member, but like...
He's a tertiary character.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, his time with the Avengers is completely blown away by the amount of time Vision spent as an Avenger.
Right, and when I picture the Avengers, I seldom picture Quicksilver on that team.
Exactly right, exactly. You know? My other pick, and this would take a little finagling... with the rights, but I would love to see the best buddy duo, the best buddy cop team in comics.
Spit it out, man.
Beast and Wonder Man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That'd be so fun.
And more than one listener brought up Wonder Man, and I purposefully left it out. I'm sorry. I wanted to steal your thunder.
I love Simon, and I love that too, when him and Beast were like super close friends. And that'd be a fun way to sneak an X-Man, into the Marvel movies. Oh, it'd be fun.
Well, and I'm thinking that if Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch can be in Avengers 2, because they were both Avengers and X characters, then why can't the Beast?
I would take it. I would take it in a second. That would be totally rad. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get super sappy here, and I'm going to go ahead and use an answer that one of our listeners used, because I don't have a problem with that. Mockingbird. I'd love to see Mockingbird in there so we can see the relationship between her and Hawkeye. I think that would be fun. Okay, I would say Mockingbird. My other answer, I'd like to see Tigra, because I think Tigra's rad. And
because you're a deviant.
No, I think she's rad. I always liked her as an Avenger, and she's a very iconic Avenger. She's been around for a long time. And they don't have enough women on the team. It's all dudes right now. So I'm gonna
except for Black Widow.
Except for Black Widow, yeah. Who, she's good, but she's, again, not a real iconic female Avenger.
Sure.
The Wasp. I need Janet Van Dyne there. Need her there. She's been there from day one.
And she has actually had long tenures as leader of the Avengers.
Yeah, and she's been there since day one. She's a founding member, you know? I mean, she should absolutely be there.
I think that that's something that new writers tend to kind of sweep under the rug. Like, whenever a new writer comes in to make his mark on the Avengers, they kind of revert Janet back to, like, vapid, fashion-obsessed.
Right, right.
You know, debutante. Instead of, like, capable leader.
Yeah, she's actually really good at her job, and she's an excellent combatant, and she doesn't just have stupid powers. Like, she's really cool and a great character, and I'd love to see them. And I think it would be really interesting if they do develop her. Like, yes, she's also a fashion model. She's also, like, she does all this. She's like a female Tony Stark, kind of. But instead of inventor, she's famous for other reasons and really good at what she does.
Oh, totally. You know? I mean, that would be a good dynamic to have those two play against each other.
It'd be super cool. Like, the two egos battling each other. And he's heavy into her, and she falls for the nerdy guy, Ant-Man.
Or you could even play that they knew each other already.
Yeah.
Because they travel in the same social circles, and he kind of, like, he was shabby to her back in his drinking days.
Right, and he can be all, you can't be on this, you're just a, you know, model, whatever, so-and-so. What do you do? Give me a break. And, like, turns out, no, she whoops ass. This script writes itself. It's great.
I love it.
Yeah. That was a fun question. I really like this one. Join us this Friday when Joe Patrick posts the question of the week for next week. And as always, you have until next Tuesday. We're going to say 4:00 Central Standard Time. You have until 4:00 Central Standard Time. And we're working on a 1-800 number for those of you that don't have Skype or can't figure out how to use it. I think that's coming soon.
It might not be an 800 number, but it'll be a phone number.
The IT guys are working on it right now. Thanks for listening, guys. We always love hearing from you. And we wish more of you would call, Skype, whatever, so we can hear your voices. We'll see you next week right here on the Answer of the Week. And we'll see you this weekend on another exciting episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Book Podcast. See what I just did there?